Chapter 1. A Driving Force or Sense of Mission. Introduced by the Honorable Michelle Bachelet, Under Secretary General and Executive Director, UN Women. Experience has taught me that there is no limit to what women can accomplish. A sense of mission compels me to believe in the possible. The quest for peace, human rights, dignity and equality, which guides the work of the United Nations and UN Women, provides a sense of mission to millions of women and men around the world. We are united in a common cause for freedom and justice. A leader always looks to the future. This does not mean forgetting about the past. On the contrary, the need for a better society is derived from lessons learned. In building a democratic nation, one builds on the past, moving forward with a sense of mission for a future that includes everyone and ensures rights and opportunities for all. When I was a Minister of Defense in Chile, before I became president, my mission was to further reform the defense sector and continue working to ensure the rule of law. During the military regime, human rights had been violated, and the military was a symbol of fear for the people. By approaching this duty with hope instead of anger, it was possible to support the people and the armed forces to move forward in a spirit of national identity and determination. We were driven by a shared sense of mission to overcome authoritarianism by creating institutions to uphold democratic values. Democracy is rooted in peace and justice, and democratic reform requires leadership with conviction. Those who lead with conviction include the women you will come to know in this chapter: Marina Pisklakova, Hafsat Abiola, Anel Townsend Dietz Canseco, Sunita Krishnan, and Dr. Hawa Abdi. They can and do realize extraordinary accomplishments. As I always say, the most important thing is to never give up. Democracy, justice, and peace demand the full and equal participation of women. Justice is a long-term undertaking. During my life, I have had the privilege to live in service of shared goals for democracy, equality, and justice, first for my country of Chile, and now for the women of our world through UN Women, the first United Nations agency dedicated to advancing women's empowerment and gender equality. I continue on my journey with hope. I had to go. In August 1995, all I could think about was the United Nations Fourth World Conference on Women in Beijing, China, widely predicted to be the largest ever gathering of women leaders and activists in history. Women from every corner of the globe were expected to attend, representing different generations, religions, cultures, socioeconomic backgrounds, and professions, all united around one common goal: improving the status of women in our world. I was 21 years old at the time, coming of age in an increasingly interconnected world, and desperate to understand my place within it as an American woman. I saved and borrowed money and bought the cheapest airline ticket I could find, one involving 4 layovers before touching down in Beijing. As it turned out, buying the ticket was the easy part. After I'd mailed in my registration forms, photograph, and $50 application fee, the Chinese organizing committee denied my request for a conference visa. For 2 straight weeks, I went to the Chinese consulate in Los Angeles every morning, demanding an explanation. Later, I learned that more than a third of those who registered for the conference were never granted visas. A young Chinese consular officer took pity on me, or maybe just grew tired of my visits, and suggested that I apply for a tourist visa under the guise of a traveling student. Once I had made it to China, he thought I'd be able to get into the conference itself. Tourist visa in hand, I reserved 2 nights at a hotel in Beijing I couldn't afford, telling myself I would figure something out when I arrived. It would be an adventure. And though I didn't know it then, a life-changing experience. For me, the conference began on the last leg of my journey into Beijing. The plane was filled with women attending the conference, including my seatmate, a warm and enthusiastic human rights activist from South Africa named Gertrude.